Yeah, Willie, again, thanks for joining us. As a player, had to play up there in the Ice Bowl, you had to play on all sorts of different surfaces. What difference does it make?
Well, you're right. I've played on a lot of different surfaces, and I can tell you one thing, that a good running game, planned well and with good execution, will probably prevail for you. I honestly believe that any chance the Bears have to win is with their running game.
Jerry Kramer, what about you? And knowing that you had to get some leverage there in the Ice Bowl itself for that final big block, what insights into getting the right cleats, or, you know, what insight can you give us in terms of how the Bears or the Indianapolis Colts will have an edge on grass?
Well, you know, Nick, I think there's a good running game is fundamental to virtually any offense, and the better you run the ball, the better you pass the ball, the better your offense is. It's a very actually finely balanced, delicate game, in spite of the fact that it's played by guys who weigh 300 pounds. You know, a running back gets through here and he's almost tackled, he's almost grabbed, they grasp at him, and it's just really a very finely tuned exercise when you're out there. And certainly for me, grass was wonderful, and mud, and rain, and snow, and ice. I love the elements. I love to play in the worst conditions possible. I just thought that was wonderful. I really enjoyed myself. We had a huge rainstorm and a thunderstorm. I'm having a great time. So, but I never did get to play on the artificial turf, but I know that
sure.
has been a difficult thing for a lot of guys who did. But to Nick, the strain on the joints is comes on grass, it comes on artificial turf, it comes on any surface you happen to play on. The shoulders later go to hell, the knees, the hips, the back, a variety of different things, a variety of different problems. So, and that's what we're doing here today, you know, talking about our Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, and it's the problems that are after football.